It's a gloomy Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Again today, clouds have been stubborn, though there have been a few little breaks of sunshine from time to time. Despite the cloud cover, temperatures are still running above normal levels, as many spots have come up close to the 40-degree mark this afternoon. Moving into tonight, clouds will stick around, and a band of showers is expected to lift through the area. It will move from southwest to northeast, bringing us the chance for some rainfall. Now, one concern tonight is that some areas will be near the freezing mark as the showers come through, so it's possible that there will be some icy spots on the roads coming up through the night. The best chances for that will be across the North Country and in the higher elevations. The band of showers will tend to weaken as it works through, so the areas most likely to see a moderate shower, maybe even a steadier period of rain, will be areas to the south and to the west of the capital region. The showers will tend to dry up as they lift farther north. And by tomorrow, the showers will basically be done by morning. There may be a pocket of drizzle or some fog around in spots to start off the day. And overall, it looks to be another fairly gray day across the region, though some breaks of sunshine are possible. Tomorrow will be a mild day, as temperatures will come up into the 40s across much of the region tomorrow afternoon. We're likely to reach about 45 degrees in and around the capital region, near 40 or so in the Burlington, Vermont area, and portions of the Hudson Valley may reach into the 50s for highs tomorrow, so it's another mild day that feels more like March than January. A cold front will pass through tomorrow night into Sunday morning, though it is expected to stay dry. And then on Sunday, temperatures will still be fairly mild, running mainly in the 40s. And then early next week, there is potential for a significant storm that will approach our area. There's still a lot of question marks as to how strong the storm will be and exactly where it will track. Of course, that will determine exactly what we see around here, but at this point, prepare for the potential for some wintry weather as we start off next week in the Monday and Tuesday time frame. In fact, the storm arrival time may be pushed up even into a later Sunday or Sunday night. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of light rain or light freezing rain, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high 38 to 44. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of light rain or light freezing rain, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high 38 to 44. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of light rain or light freezing rain, low in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-40s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy, high 38 to 46. And on Monday, mostly cloudy with a wintry mix possible, breezy with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.